Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Margaret Reed Lewis earned her bachelor's degree in biology from Goucher College in 1901 and spent the next few years studying for a graduate degree. She never quite achieved that goal, but made great strides in our understanding of cells and tissues during her lifetime. In recognition of her expertise, she was offered many lecturer positions, including in physiology at the New York Medical College for Women and zoology at Barnard College. While teaching at both schools, she was also a lab assistant at Columbia University, where she would be an instructor in biology a few years later. In 1908, while working at a lab in Berlin, she is credited with being the first person to grow mammalian cells in vitro, using a salt solution she developed herself in order to create the correct conditions for growth. In 1910, she married fellow cell biologist Warren Lewis. They would work collaboratively on and off for the rest of her career. During the 2 years after their marriage, the pair expanded on her previous work by focusing on the development of media in which different kinds of cells could be grown. As cell biologists, it was important that the media they were developing be clear in order to see the cell structure. And they created the Locke-Lewis solution, with which they could grow cells in one drop on the underside of a glass. Margaret returned to full-time lab research in 1915, hired by the Carnegie Institute's Department of Embryology, where she would be a research associate until 1946. During her time at Carnegie, she examined the working of monocytes, a type of white blood cell, and was able to show that these cells could transform themselves into macrophages, a type of cell that can eat and destroy microorganisms in the bloodstream. In 1946, she was elected to the Wistar Institute of Anatomy and Biology, where in 1951 she discovered a type of cancer cell she named the Lewis lung carcinoma. In recognition of her work, she was named an honorary lifetime member of the Tissue Culture Society. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.